Mr. President, I previously talked about Senator Argall's Senate Bill 76 to eliminate school property taxes, and both his efforts and mine to understand why those who oppose this plan offer no alternatives to continue the support of the status quo. Mr. President, let me address some of the many myths a number of opponents have thrown at SB 76 to discredit it, all the while offering no recommended changes and certainly no alternatives to the total elimination of school property taxes. One big myth is this claim, and this is taken right from an attack piece, and I quote, Senate Bill 76 erodes the concept of local control that is foundational to the public school system in this Commonwealth, as it no longer allows school district residents to determine the resources necessary to provide a well-rounded education for their children using the elected school board members as their mouthpieces, unquote. Wow. Senate Bill 76 will destroy civilization as we know it. Who knew, Mr. President? Mr. President, how many times have each of us been told there is little or no local control due to costs, as mandates such as pension costs, health care costs, collective bargaining, prevailing wage, economic furloughs, data collection, and other state and federal requirements? First of all, some of these costs are determined locally, most notably teacher contracts. But regardless, how can the opponents of SB 76 say it will take away local control when these same people have told us for years there is no local control? If they say they don't have local control today, how could SB 76 possibly take away anything that doesn't exist? It makes no sense. Plus, SB 76 does give school districts two options to raise school taxes for their schools: the personal income tax and the earned income tax. However, these increases would require voter approval, just like many other states. For instance, seven other states require school budgets to be approved by referendum vote. 34 states require school districts to hold a referendum in order to approve property tax increases. 19 states require a referendum to approve property tax increases over a designated cap. So, voter referendums are not unique. At the same time, Mr. President, some of us have fought to repeal many of these mandates, only to feel we're standing alone as the zeal of the opponents of Senate Bill 76 is nowhere near the furor that in their opposition to 76. In other words, if the SB 76 opponents brought the same passion to lifting mandates that they have shown in their opposition to Senate Bill 76, I am convinced half the mandates they want to repeal would have been gone years ago. Unfortunately, whenever these legislations come to lift school mandates, many of us who offer these pieces of mandate relief feel left standing alone. When I was first elected to the Senate, I was told that the Pennsylvania Constitution required the Commonwealth to cover 50% of the education costs. Fortunately, I carry a copy of both the U.S. and Pennsylvania Constitutions, and nowhere is that requirement stated. Article 3, Section 14 of the Pennsylvania Constitution states, "The General Assembly shall provide for the maintenance and support of a thorough and efficient system of public education to serve the needs of the Commonwealth." I think we all can agree the taxpayers have been very generous in their support of public education. We presently spend approximately $888 per second of each minute, of each day, of each week, of each year. We are spending $888 a second. However, the status quo doesn't work for either the taxpayers or for the schools. Why do we continue to perpetuate the status quo by continuing to allow for the imposition of school property taxes? It makes no sense. Plus, Mr. President, if 50% was supposedly either a constitutional requirement or a desired goal to properly fund schools, why is 50% good and 100% bad? I'm hoping there's a magic number somewhere in this convoluted mix. Another myth of Senate Bill 76 opponents is this. is the proposed replacement revenues. They say that sales tax and personal income tax are too unstable to properly support public education. As a little bit of history, Mr. President, let me point out. The Pennsylvania Sales and Use Tax was enacted in 1953 as a so-called temporary tax of 1% that eventually evolved into support for public education. And except for the last few years, revenues from sales tax have roughly equaled the state appropriation for basic education. For example, during the last state budget, sales tax raised nearly $9.8 billion, and the state budget appropriated over $10.7 billion for basic education. And even in lean years, when the economy was weak and both the sales tax and personal income tax lagged, the state share for basic education increased or stayed the same, even in the years when federal stimulus monies were used. So the Commonwealth manages its budget where 77% of the state revenues come from the combination of sales and personal income taxes, and nearly 37% of the total budget goes to support education. My question is this: if the state can manage to support education with these taxes, why can't we do the same for schools as proposed by Senate Bill 76? One last myth, Mr. President, I'd like to address. Mr. President, opponents of Senate Bill 76 says Senator Argall and other 76 supporters and I have been misleading voters because we say it will completely eliminate school property taxes. Senate Bill 76 opponents say it will not, because 43% of the school districts will maintain a property tax of at least 20% of their current rate. This, Mr. President, is a prime example of how you want to look at numbers. Is the glass half full or is it half empty? We believe it's 80% full. As an accommodation to some of the Senate Bill 76 opponents, any debt that exists as prior of the December after enactment of the legislation would be excluded from the dollar-for-dollar property tax reductions, as it was felt schools would truly have no control over outstanding debt. However, to say that Senate Bill 76 would not result in immediate and significant reductions in school property taxes is mythical, as the statewide average of schools needing to retain a portion of the property tax for existing debt service would be just short of 22%. The average property tax reduction year one would be nearly 80%, and only 23 districts would have a property tax reduction less than 50%. Mr. President, I understand both the concerns and questions surrounding Senate Bill 76. At the same time, Mr. President, no one has offered a feasible alternative to eliminate school property taxes. And that, Mr. President, is why the emotions of the supporters of Senate Bill 76 have run so high. They want total elimination, not partial elimination of school property taxes, and no tax credits or state programs to reduce the burdens of the school property taxes. And make no mistake, Mr. President, the burden of school property taxes is increasing. Even in years when more state monies are appropriate for education, no matter how much money the Commonwealth is able to give to education in any given year, their property taxes increase. Here's where I agree with many of those who oppose Senate Bill 76. The General Assembly does need to address the cost drivers plaguing education systems: pensions, health care costs, collective bargaining, prevailing wage, economic furloughs, data collection, and other state and federal requirements. We cannot continue to ignore these very important issues. Senate Bill 76 is just the first step in ensuring that this General Assembly is meeting its mandate of Article 3, Section 14 of the Pennsylvania Constitution. And I quote, "Provide for the maintenance and support of a thorough and efficient system of education to serve the needs of the Commonwealth." If you support the total elimination of school property taxes, I believe you should support Senate Bill 76. If you don't support 76, or worse, there has to be a better plan, then I anxiously await the alternative. Others have tried and others have failed, and now it's your turn to step forward with a plan. In the interim, Mr. President, I will stand with the taxpayers in support of Senate Bill 76 because I believe in my heart that no tax should ever have the power to leave someone homeless. Property, it just should not be.